Thanks, Sarah. I've just got three things very briefly I want to say. The first is that the government, none of us are fooled by the government saying that it's because of the deficit that they're having to make these cuts and all their crocodile tears. They want to make the cuts, and they are using the global financial crisis and the aftermath of the global financial crisis as an excuse. They want to cut public services because they are hostile to the public services, they are hostile to the public sector, and therefore this is their excuse for doing what they want to do, which they never dared say before the election. The second point is about the Lib Dems. The Lib Dems are not a break on the Conservative government. They are not moderating the Conservative government. They are accomplices to the Conservative government, because if it wasn't for the Lib Dems, the Conservative government would not have been able to do the NHS reorganisation and do the cuts.
The Lib Dems, you need to change your policy. You had the microphone before I did, and I didn't shout when you spoke.
So, you know, so basically, the Lib Dems said that they were going to have 3,000 more police officers. This is what they said at the general election: vote Lib Dem and you will get 3,000 more police officers. And then when they get into government, they vote with the Tories for 15,000 fewer police officers. And they said there would be no tuition fees, and then they voted for them to be trebled. And at Southbank University, there has been 80% cuts in their budget from central government. So the first thing is, the Tories always wanted to do this because of their ideology. Secondly, the Lib Dems are accomplices to that and have broken every single one of their promises. And the third thing is that this march today and this gathering today, and there's a huge march across London, but also up in Scotland and in Wales, is important for everybody to show solidarity and to protest together about what is happening. And that's why it's important. It's people employed in public services, it's people using public services, it's people who want to get jobs and are struggling with unemployment, people who want fairness, and it's about Labour MPs as well in solidarity and Labour councillors. And I would just say, one of the things that we must remember from before is what the government wants is to be able to get away with the cuts by doing divide and rule. We do not want to do their job for us. We have to have solidarity. And the cuts that have been forced down on Southwark Council, nobody stood as a Labour councillor to make things worse and more unfair for people in the borough of Southwark. But they have been put in a very difficult position by the government. So let's all have solidarity. I know that is more easy said than done when there's a pay freeze, when there's threats of jobs lost, when there's vital services which are being stretched thinner and thinner. That is difficult. But let us remember ultimately who are the biggest beneficiaries from the divide and rule. It is the Tories, which is what they want. So I hope today will also be a day of solidarity with all of us here together. Thank you.